You are now listening to the sounds of
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Girl, I know I've been away. On the road, doing shows, take the stay. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. And you know I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. I swear I'm gone, you can take the light.
You are now tuning in to Zion the Archangel, The Revolution, Your Addiction, Aviana, Miss Niecy, JJ, and your girl, the plus size Boosa Joya.
Yeah.
I know I've been away. On the road, doing shows, take the stage. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. On your phone. And you know I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. When I'm gone, you can turn it on your radio. Your radio. Your radio.
What up, y'all? You know what time it is, and you know what you're tuning into. WATB 1420 AM on YULradio.com. It's your plus size Boosa Joy, of course. And this week's show, we have Miss Robin Fly. And when I say she be bringing it, she be bringing it. Oh, but you know what? I think we should bring it. I think that we should give them a freestyle.
You want to hear it?
You know what? Yeah. Let's do that. Let's do that. Let the YUL team bring y'all freestyle. And I'm not going to get on it. I'm not even going to kill it right now. I'm going to let my team kill it. So go, let my dudes go in here. Get gangster with them, JJ. Just go crazy. Turn up.
YUL Radio 1420 on the dial. Tune in and smile. Listen to Aviana's Addiction, The Revolution Television, First Lady Tips, Sajoya Rips, produced by Zion all day, because you know I got that play-by-play.
Get it, JJ! Yeah. I ain't ready. I'm telling you, why you up to me bringing it? Come on, Zion, let's see what you got.
Go in right here.
All right, let me get in my zone.
Tuesday morning, we start the show. It's YUL on your radio, taking over your transmission. Aviana got your addiction on game day. It's JJ, the fan zone, play-by-play. She got the news, she keep it funny. Learn and laugh, it's luscious learning. These jokes will make you realize the revolution is televised. Fashion tips, loose lips. You know Sajoya, she never slip. YUL, we drama-free. I'ma tell you like the boss told me. Women run everything, ass harmony. Inspiration, before you go, Miss Niecy love. 24, I produce that crazy flow. Ladies love Archangel Joe. Why you will radio?
Yeah.
All right, we climbing in the studio. You know what I'm saying? Why you will radio? WATB 1420 AM. You know,
got a great show for y'all today.
Yes, yes.
Y'all stay tuned.
WATB 1420. YULradio.com. You know what it is.
Yeah, I'm gonna go one more time. Now let's get it.
Remember, you must be mad. Go to mom. You're mad.
I have to go potty.
I just want to give up so bad, but I can't.
You better read Nick and I.
You're listening to YULradio.com.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Aviana, your hostess with the mostest, bringing you all of the industry's addictions and fixes. Yeah. You guys, it's your girl Aviana with your daily dose of industry addiction and fixes. My splurge today is gonna be on plastic surgery, you guys. Everybody's really tripping out over it. So what do you think? Do you think it is a positive thing or a negative thing? I personally think it's a fabulous thing. I think, you know, if it makes you feel better, if it gives you that boost of self-confidence, go ahead and do it. I mean, a lot of celebrities have doing it. Mimi Frost from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, we did an interview with her a couple months back. She recently posted a picture on her Instagram saying Dr. J Curves, which is, you guys, the best plastic surgeon alive, Dr. Andrew Jimerson. He's stationed in Atlanta and he does an amazing job. Well, anyway, he did Mimi's boob job and it looks so good and so natural. And Mimi is smiling from ear to ear, you guys. I think it's a fabulous thing. She's getting a lot of negative backsplash on the comments on her Instagram and stuff like that. I mean, really, you guys? I mean, people buy cars to make them feel better, new cribs, new clothes. Why can't you buy new boobs or new butt? I mean, as long as you do it tastefully, I mean, and even if you don't, it's on you. You know, it's your body, whatever you want to do to make you happy, to give you that self-confidence, to, you know, just boost your self-esteem. Go for it. I mean, haters probably just can't afford it anyway. That's on it. But this is your girl, Aviana, with your daily dose of industry addiction and fixes. And to see the pictures, go on our website, yulradio.com. And of course, follow me with all my shenanigans. All social media sites are Addicted, the number 2, and Avi, A-H-V-I. See you later. Bye.
This is Sarah Lowe, and I'm hanging out with Zion the Archangel on yulradio.com. He's definitely keeping the ladies happy.
Used to be a baby, used to be a lady. Thought you were the perfect lover. All the harmony went falling out of key, so now you gotta find another. Now you're talking crazy, saying that you made me like I was your Cinderella. You and me are through though, watch me hit it solo. I'ma do it a cappella, yeah. Once upon a time, I met the perfect guy. He had that Colgate smile, he had that suit and tie. Mama always said, get a rich boyfriend. You don't gotta love him, girl, you can pretend. You bet I totes believed her, yeah, every word she said. Thought he was gluten-free, but all that I got was bread. Mama always said, nice guys finish last. Beat him at his own game, honey, take the cash. Ooh. And what a lucky girl you will be. But no, he didn't do jack for me. And if the magic ain't right, time to walk. Used to be a baby, used to be a lady. Thought you were the perfect lover. All the harmony went falling out of key. So now you gotta find another. Now you're talking crazy, saying that you made me like I was your Cinderella. You and me are through though, watch me hit it solo. I'ma do it a cappella, yeah. Whoa. Out on a first date, he took me gourmet. We hit that Olive Garden, my little Italy. Daddy always said,
let the gentleman pay. Never ever go Dutch at the buffet.
I saw his bad intention, he didn't want to talk. He put the saucy on it, time to check my wild. Daddy always said, money can't buy class.
You don't want to get stuck taking out trash.
Yeah, guess it wasn't meant to be. Because he didn't do jack for me. I want a bean with a beanstalk. And if the magic ain't right, time to walk. Used to be a baby, used to be a lady. Thought you were the perfect lover. All the harmony went falling out of key. So now you gotta find another. Now you're talking crazy, saying that you made me like I was your Cinderella. You and me are through though, watch me hit it solo. I'ma do it a cappella. I'ma do it a cappella. Whoa, oh, 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 watch me do it in falsetto. Never mind, bring the beat back. Used to be a baby, used to be a lady. Thought you were the perfect lover.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm dizzy, head is spinning. Heartbroken, now it's bleeding. I think I need attention. Call 911 extension. Boom. This is Taj Infinity, and you're listening to YULRadio.com.
It's the final countdown. All right. Yeah.
What's up, YULRadio.com listeners? It's your boy JJ here. We're running down the sports on the Fan Zone today. Anything news, anything sports talk, we got you covered from the fans' perspective. I don't want that ESPN stuff. I want the fans' perspective coming at you like it is. So here we go.
It's the final countdown. Yeah!
What's up, YULRadio.com? It's your boy, JJ, and you are now stepping into the fan zone. And stepping into the fan zone with me today is the first lady of YULRadio.com.
You already know.
I'm Sejoya.
Man, what's good, JJ?
living it up, but I'm crazy about what's happening in the NFL and
okay,
the Miami Dolphins
something.
Right now. So,
oh my gosh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so as every sports fan has probably heard, and if you haven't, I'm going to fill you in on the nutshell story right quick. Richie Incognito is the offensive lineman for the Miami Dolphins. His counterpart is Jonathan Martin, another offensive lineman for the Miami Dolphins. Supposedly, this relationship soured quickly. They were good friends, and instead of it just being hazing, it kind of turned into bullying type deal is what Jonathan Martin is saying. And I'm gonna explain my side of it. That's all I can do. So moms, listen up out there. If your child is doing the same thing or in the same situation, kind of listen up. If your child is a football player, let me explain the voicemail that was left. The voicemail was very racist, kind of threatened the man's life. So I don't know. I didn't hear it personally. I just read the voicemail. But Sejoya, it's some things that you shouldn't say.
Right. And now this is from the teammates.
This is from Richie Incognito, a longtime veteran. He played for several different teams. Played for the St. Louis Rams, and now he's with the Miami Dolphins. Jonathan Martin's a second-year guy. Last year, he kind of went through the rookie hazing scene, and which is cool because I can understand the rookie hazing.
Right.
I was a freshman once in a high school football program, and I had to go get some seniors Gatorades or tape their ankles or do something, you know.
Right, a little simple stuff.
And it's cool, and there's nothing wrong with that. And a lot of the teammates there in Miami also feel the same way. Ryan Tannehill, the quarterback for the team, went on to say that if you asked this question 3 weeks ago, Richie Incognito and Jonathan Martin were best of friends. He described them as like his little brother. Richie Incognito's little brother. They were inseparable, most of the teammates would say.
Right.
And other teammates would go on to say, you know, he did nothing that I didn't have to do when I was a rookie, you know, on this team and stuff like that. So now there's another offensive lineman that played with both of them last year for the Dolphins, Lydon Murtha, who is a teammate of Incognito and Martin's in 2012. He stated that no hazing happened, period. That's just was how he started the article off. Just no, there's no hazing. Richie Incognito and the offensive lineman every year go to Las Vegas, and everybody's got to pay for their portion. And he said that Martin paid for his portion and didn't go on the trip. And everybody was, why are you doing that? It's Vegas. Who doesn't go to Vegas? You know, it's fun. It's supposed to be fun. But obviously, Jonathan Martin feels like he's a little more than hazed and bullied here.
So they mad because he didn't go to Vegas? Like, that's what all this is behind?
All this is about is a voicemail, and
what the voicemail say?
The voicemail, I can't even repeat it. It's basically he starts out saying you're insignificant, you're no good.
Wow.
Basically, you just degrades him as a person, degrades him as a human being. But honestly, nobody has heard the voicemail. I would like to hear the tone behind the voice.
What difference does it make the words say at all?
Well, because let's when I played football in high school.
Well, because not to cut you off, but just from you reading it, you felt like he's degrading him, right?
So why from reading it, yes. But I mean, you say some things on a football field, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't played football, when you're in the pile on the field and you're in the game, there's some things said that people would fight for in normal day life. But right there on the football field, it's okay,
right?
And it's out of hatred, and it's a man's game. You can't be a wimp in this sport and play. You can't do it. So my thing is just.
Do you think that he's gonna get in trouble for leaving the voicemail?
Yes.
Okay, that's all that matters.
I mean, he will, and the things that were said, he shouldn't have said them.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I just want to know how he said it. If he said it in a joking tone and this guy took it. Well, nobody's heard the voicemail. It just written.
What did he say?
Yes. Yeah. Richie Incognito has stated that he was joking. He didn't mean anything by it. He's also stated that, like, you know, he's a good friend of the team. You know, it's nothing that I didn't go through. So, you know, really not all the facts have come out in this story yet. Mm-hmm. I like to think I'm on Richie Incognito's side a little bit. He shouldn't have said the racist stuff. That's you can't do that. Not in today's world. There's no need for that. But the other stuff, you know, I can see if he's joking, it's kind of funny. But then again, it's like you just can't say stuff like that to people nowadays. But my twist on it is this. This is how I'll end it. Jonathan Martin, you went about this the wrong way. In today's world, we shun upon, hey, standing up for yourself. But that's what you needed to do in that situation. You needed to take care of that yourself, and you'd still have a team to play for, and Richie Incognito would have probably backed down if you stood up to him and said, hey, man, I'm tired of this. You need to back off me. We're at a workplace. We need a Super Bowl to win. So that's my take on it. Jonathan Martin, Richie Incognito situation. It's crazy. I'm JJ for Sejoya. We're out.
Yeah.
Love the luscious din. Speak your mind in the luscious din. Free your heart in the luscious din. Perform in the luscious din. Be you in the luscious din. And most of all, listen to the luscious din.